Welcome to Synthaholics. This is your host, David Duncan. And with me is...
Hi, Ian. Hi, David.
Actually, my
this
name is...
This is the first time interacting today.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Yep. So, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you yet today. This is the first... I just, like, appeared. I've been waiting.
He just appeared. Yeah, I'm pretty good. And Brian just woke up. I've been up since 5:30.
I don't know. We're recording this at 6:45 in the morning.
No.
It's definitely not live.
Yeah, it's live. Well, it's live for people on Twitch. It's not currently that early in the morning.
You could watch this at 6:45 in the morning.
I want to watch that. But today we're talking about Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters Afterlife. Since Brian hadn't seen either one of them. Actually, I hadn't seen Ghostbusters Afterlife either. I wanted to watch Afterlife because I wanted to see Frozen Empire.
Which one's Frozen Empire?
It's the one that's coming out. It just came out. It's in the movie theaters. It's in movie theaters right now.
Oh, yeah, it's in movie theaters.
That's why I wanted to talk about Ghostbusters Afterlife so we can go see the new one and then talk about the new one.
Okay, I gotcha. So David, what would you rate this new one? The new old one? The new old one.
Yeah, the recent old one. Yes. Brian, you watch both of them last night because you wanted them fresh, right?
No, I only watched the new one. I didn't know I was supposed to watch the first one.
Well, I said you should probably watch the first one for some... Oh, okay, well, maybe I like this movie better.
That's why you confused me when you said you're watching the first one, too. I thought this was the first one.
Well, no, I thought you... I told you the original was free on YouTube to watch. To watch it without having to pay anything. But anyway...
You were just saying, you could watch that, too. I
was just surprised you wanted to watch two movies in one day. I'm like, really? You're going to watch them both in one day? Okay. Anyway, so I thought the new Ghostbusters, the new old Ghostbusters was pretty good. I thought Afterlife was pretty solid. I go ahead and give it, like, you know, good old
8.5. 8.5 for the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I thought it was solid. It's very much The Force Awakens for Ghostbusters. It hits a lot of the same, like... The bad guy's the same. You've got your Zool, you've got your Keymaster, you've got your Gatekeeper, which, I mean, I guess Zool is the Gatekeeper. And Zool's always looking for her Keymaster, but he can put it in. Not subtle.
Oh, boy.
I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was fun. Like, whoever they decided to film this movie, that's a beautiful location.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Isn't that where the movie takes place in Oklahoma, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah, just because it takes place there doesn't mean it was shot there. I mean, so many times movies take place in New York City and they shoot it in, like, Toronto or Atlanta or, like, you know.
That is true.
Or, like, somewhere, like, Cincinnati. I don't know. They shoot, like, so many different cities and call it New York for whatever reason. Brian, what is your take on Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Well, this is a sci-fi movie, so I'm gonna have to take off points. I'm gonna give this like a 7.5. Oh, so I'm rocking at like a 7. Oh no, I liked it too. It wasn't like, what'd you think I was gonna say?
when we were playing Baldur's Gate last week, you'd mentioned that you'd seen parts of the original Ghostbusters when you were a kid and you didn't like it. So I was expecting you. I was worried you weren't going to like it, but I thought this was a solid film, so I was hoping you would.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad. What's there to hate? There was nothing. I mean, I have nitpicks, but like other than that, it wasn't like, it's not like the acting was trash or the story was trash or the way it looks was trash. It was all like kind of good. I wonder though, if like you're a kid and you watch this, would you get scared? I feel like if you're a kid, maybe that's why I didn't like the original Ghostbusters, because if it had the same vibe, I probably would have got scared when I was a kid.
Well, that's the thing. This movie is a much more modern vibe. And it is, I guess, presented scary. I don't think it is scary personally, but it's presented scarier than the original Ghostbusters. For sure.
Okay. Because there's just a couple scenes in here where kind of, you know, they drop the lights, they start playing a little scary music type of thing going on, and then they're like creeping around. It's like that could be scary to a kid, so... I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I swear I wasn't scared. I definitely wasn't scared. I'm not talking about myself. It wasn't me. But yeah. A little bit spooky vibes sometimes.
Well, yeah, there was definitely spookier vibes in this than the original. So yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd have watched the original too, but maybe you can watch it another time and we can talk about it when we see the next time
when we watch the what's it called? Frozen Empire. Yeah, Frozen Empire. I'll watch it when next time we podcast for Frozen Empire.
Cool.
You have my word.
Ooh.
So, David. Yeah. Do you have any nitpicks for this movie? Because I have a real big one.
The nitpick probably is like the plot has to happen for the plot to happen. It's a little bit of a self-serving plot.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, Egon dies at the beginning trying to do what they do at the end of the film, you know, stopping Gozer. But, you know, the goal of the film is stopping Gozer from taking over the Earth and enslaving and killing everyone. So he's trying to do it at the beginning of the movie, but somehow fails. But then he kind of sets the events in motion for it to happen again. But he also, like, puts the trap out there so that the gatekeeper can get released and go back to the Gozer temple. So, like, it's a little bit of a, like, a... If it just stayed in the trap forever, then nothing would have happened. You know what I mean? Like the plot didn't have to happen. They could have just stayed there. I mean, Gozer, I guess, could get free, but how would Gozer do the? Oh, how could Gozer get free without the Keymaster and the Gatekeeper?
You couldn't get free
because you've got one half of that. They have to get together to open the gate for Gozer to come out.
Yeah. Well, unless if that was the way that the plot unfolded, if they didn't do it that way, I'm sure they would have came up with something else where he could have got free. But in my head, theoretically, if nothing happened, nothing would have happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was a self-serving plot where, like, the plot, like, it gets, you know, it was a good movie. I enjoyed the film, but, like, there is that little bit of, like, you know, it needs itself for it to work. It doesn't just work on its own. It needs to set up its own little story. So, I mean, that's fine. That was probably my biggest nitpick with the film.
Well, to be fair, we're also not, you know, we shouldn't be comparing this to, like, some, like, crazy story thing like Dune. This is just Ghostbusters. This is
a fun... Yeah, like, supernatural thriller,
like, tear down the, like, you know what, actually, I don't know, I'm not sure if there's ghosts in real life, so why is there ghosts in Ghostbusters?
I don't know.
Which
don't
leads
know
me that. To my nitpick.
Your nitpick.
Why
your
the nitpick. Heck does nobody believe there's ghosts? Or, like, they don't think it's an issue or anything. It's well documented that there were ghosts. Like, what even made it worse is when Paul Rudd, one, he got Baskin-Robbins ice cream. Is that like a Paul Rudd thing? What is
he's contractually obligated to have Baskin-Robbins ice cream in all of his movies, and Ant-Man.
Yeah, he's always got Baskin-Robbins ice cream. But that's not why we're at Walmart right now. We're at Walmart because even the marshmallows are branded like what happened in probably Ghostbusters 3. I don't know. I don't one. And that, so they're branded. So this is like, brands have logos of this stuff, and there multiple times in this movie they're just like, I don't think there's real ghosts out there. Like, what are you talking about? Oh man, that was my biggest nitpick. I don't understand how you could just be like, I don't believe in like the Phoebe, the little girl. She said, do you believe it? Podcast asked her, do you believe in ghosts? And she says no. Why would you say no? Especially when her mom is like the daughter of a Ghostbuster. That drove me nuts.
Well, she didn't ever tell her daughter about her grandfather. So, I mean, like, she didn't know.
Yeah, but she also, even the mother was just kind of like, yeah, no, I'm good. It's like she had no, like, she didn't give the vibe where, like, she's like, I believe in ghosts either. It's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little, but people kind of thought they were all like kooks or whatever. Because, like, you know, because Dan Aykroyd, whatever they called him in the middle of the movie, from jail, that they said they did their job too good. There wasn't anything. There was just slowed down completely. So, like, people thought they were just, which yeah, you'll see, like, a little bit of that of in the first movie when you that.
Yeah, but if there's, like, you know, dude, giant, like, marshmallow attacks like a city, I feel like that'd be, like, you know, that'd be put somewhere. It's not just that's not like a normal day.
They just thought it was a big promotional event from the Stay Puft Marshmallow Company.
It must be. I don't know.
Oh, well, because everyone got covered in fluff at the end of the film. And for those who haven't seen Ghostbusters Afterlife, Brian referred to a character who never gets a real name for the entire film. He just goes by podcast the entire film. I kind of wanted to start off the podcast by going, "Welcome to podcast. I'm podcast, and you're podcast, and this is the podcast."
Yeah, he's like, how old do you think these kids are? Like 10? I don't know. They're like 10, 7, 7, 10, something like that. And this kid somehow has like a $4,000 microphone he walks around with.
Oh, yeah, a really expensive shotgun. And he's in this middle of nowhere town that has a population of like 20 people, probably. We got a pretty big Walmart for a population of 20, though. But
did you think that when you were watching it? Because I thought that I was like, man, we're going from like these little hardware shops and this little diner where it seems like everybody knows everybody to a giant Walmart. So where everybody gets their food.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought it was a little bit weird. But then again, I've also lived in Texarkana, and Texarkana is not a very big city. And Texarkana has like 4 Walmarts.
Well, so... I don't know.
So that this one town has a Walmart, it might be the only Walmart within like 100 miles. So maybe that Walmart brings in people from like out of town.
So there, one thing I was disappointed is in. I don't know the Ghostbusters. Obviously, I don't know the whole lore and everything, but I do know the Ghostbusters song, and I'm sad they didn't play it in the movie. It wasn't until the credits where they played that song. Yeah. Also. Finn Wolfhard, that's on your, I don't know, my right, your left, probably. I feel like he got underutilized. He wasn't really in the movie for a whole lot. He's a kid and still, he's 15 in this movie? He doesn't look 15. But he's 15 in this movie, and he doesn't really get any screen time very much. He's just kind of around. Yeah, and I like him, so he was in the movie more.
Yeah, Stranger Things. He's got I don't know what it is about him, but he's just like stuck in like 80s references. Because, I mean, Stranger Things is just a bunch of 80s references, and Ghostbusters is more 80s references. It's like.
There's probably a Ghostbusters reference in Stranger Things.
God, there better be. That would be amazing.
It comes full circle.
Well, yeah, so he's they said he was 15 in the film, so I'm guessing his sister. Who's like basically the new main character? I'm guessing she's like 13.
She's 13.
She's younger. I don't think she's like 5.
Why? Also, why? Okay, wait, hold on. A ring just went off in my head. What if he's 15? Why was he trying to get a job at the diner? Shouldn't he also be in school?
Yeah, but he was trying to get a job at the diner so he could hook up with the chick that worked there. Who was, I guess?
Yeah, but why is he not going to like? Phoebe was getting driven to school, and he got dropped off at the diner to go get a job at the diner. He should also be in school. Right?
I guess he's old enough to work. I mean, some rural towns, you can work when you're that young. But then again, he lied on his application that said he was 17 or 18. But she's also, his sister's also younger. So, like, you know, he doesn't really have the option of going to go. And she's the academic type, so she likes school, but... Which is why she goes and talks to the teacher halfway through Cujo.
Cujo. Beethoven, but he killed people. Is that a reference to the Ghostbusters?
No, it's just a reference to Cujo.
Okay.
I mean, I assume it's a Columbia Pictures film, so they have the rights to use it. You know, I'm sure it's under the wheelhouse of Columbia Pictures.
Well, I hope that we can all have as much money as... podcast as parents did one day, so you can get a expensive microphone and just go around interviewing people. That's what I hope.
What is that? That shotgun mic's what, like $600, bro?
Probably something like that.
I mean, maybe. Maybe it's a cheap shotgun mic, but
Dan Aykroyd at the end of it was that he said the name of his podcast. I don't remember what the name of it was, and Dan Aykroyd was like, "I listened to that." It's like, why you listen to like a 7-year-old's podcast?
Because it's a supernatural podcast, and they made the joke that they put up earlier. So, it really came into its own around episode 46 or whatever the number was.
Oh boy!
But yeah, I get, this movie is I said at the top, this movie's basically the Force Awakens of Ghostbusters. Because Ghostbusters 1 was fantastic. I really enjoyed the original Ghostbusters movie. I didn't care for the second Ghostbusters movie. All who the bad guy was, because I didn't rewatch Ghostbusters 1. But the bad guy in Ghostbusters 1 is Gozer. And you've got the key maker and the key... So there's a lot of you'll see like a lot of references. Kind of like there's callbacks. But it's not like the exact same movie beat for beat like The Force Awakens was to A New Hope. This is similar, but not 100%. You got the key maker and the gatekeeper, Gozer, and you've got that kind of stuff going on. The one reference that we got in the first movie that we didn't get in this movie, there was no spectral blowjob. So that's makes me a little bit sad.
Okay.
Well, no, like there's a part. There's like a montage of them busting ghosts, and like one of the parts of the montage is is Dan Aykroyd getting his belt just gets unbuckled while he's like laying in his bed, and his pants start coming out. He goes, he apparently got a spectral blowjob, and this was a PG movie. I'm like, wow, they could do such fun stuff in PG movies back in the 80s.
Well, now things are definitely different. That would have been rated R. Immediately rated R right there. I guess rating, I mean, once you're our age, it doesn't matter what a movie's rated. You can go see it, doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's just funny, like, as you know, as an 80s kid that was born in the 80s, and this I saw this movie, they got away with some stuff in the 80s that they just, they can't do that nowadays.
Nope. Can't do it anymore. So I always keep my eye on the VFX. I thought they were really good in this movie. What did you think of the VFX? The only problem I had, the only VFX issue I saw was when they were driving the car that is behind you through like the field. That looked faked as like it didn't look real at all. I didn't think it looked good. But other than that, like the laser beam thing, that looked really cool. Look really cool.
The ghosts look great. They did a lot of practical effects. I watched Corridor Crew on this.
Yeah.
The monster, the dog monsters that were chasing our adult heroes. they had practical versions as well as a CG version.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was really cool. So they did have some practical effects mixed in with those. And when they were shooting Muncher and like all the sparks were flying, like they had like real sparks going. Like they did some solid stuff with this film with the visual effects. I know you're a sound guy, Brian. I mean, back at our first job, you're always like, does this make a cool sound? And you'd smack something. What did you think of the sounds of the film? Because like I thought the proton... The proton pack sound cool.
Isn't that cool too? The sounds, gotta say, 10 out of 10. They did a good job.
10 out of 10. That sounds, I mean, it sounds just like they did in the original, which is like, it's such a cool sound. Like, the sound design is fantastic.
Yeah. There's certain things that just sound cool. The proton pack and Godzilla's roar. Those are some top tier sounds right there.
Top tier sounds. Brian loves his top tier sounds. I really enjoyed the special effects. I thought they did a really good job. I'm looking forward to seeing the next one because they're going to be throwing some special effects there. Frozen stuff. Let it go or something.
This is not a Disney picture, okay? We're not going to throw any Frozen stuff at anybody. At the end, there's an after credits scene. I don't know if you'll be able to shed any light on this. What is going on with Bill Murray when he's able to also build Bill Murray, man? He's got a how old is he?
116 probably at this point.
Maybe he is one of the ghosts. He's like looking at flashcards that have drawings on them and he's able to see what it is without like they have it like flipped up on a piece of paper. So, like, if I show you a piece of paper, on my side, I can see there's a star. Your side, you can't see anything, but you would know what's on it. Does Bill Murray have any, like, superpowers, or is he a ghost?
So, this is a reference to the original Ghostbusters film. In the original Ghostbusters film, like, I think the first time you see his character, he's at a college and he's testing students who have like telepathy or like precognition or whatever, seeing if there's any like if they have any supernatural abilities. So he's holding up his flashcards. He'll hold them up to the guy, then he'll hold them up to the girl. And the girl gets them wrong every time, but he won't shock her. But then the guy will even get them right sometimes, and he'll shock him no matter what. So like it's the flashcards from the original film. So apparently he does have some kind of like precognition, like supernatural ability, like he was testing for in the original film.
Do you think that's leading to anything? That seems like a weird thing to do in the after credits scene. Or you think that was just like a fun thing? Like, here's what I'm trying to get to is like, can Bill Murray be the bad guy?
I mean, that could be interesting because he kind of is the bad guy of the real life Ghostbusters because he and the guy who played Egon, they had a falling out. Like the guy had passed away before this film came out. They had a falling out, which is. I know, Dan Aykroyd was wanting to do
real life stuff.
Dan Aykroyd was wanting to do more Ghostbusters well before this. Like, and it was Bill Murray who was kind of dragging his feet, not wanting to do stuff, and because he had a falling out with.
I don't know his name, but I know what he
Norman
looks
Reedus?
Like.
I think something like that.
Not Norman Reedus.
No,
he's not Norman Reedus.
I'm blanking on his name right now, but they had a falling out, and that's a shame that they had that because that's a lot what kept Ghostbusters from happening, and so they had the CG, but the CG was fantastic, and it was nice they didn't have him talk. Like, it was really good. And the fact that he was a ghost and kind of shimmery, it kind of, like, you know, takes away, like, the uncanny valley. Because he's already supposed to be a ghost. So, I thought they did
a really good job. It worked well.
They did a really good job with that. So, yeah, Bill Murray's kind of the bad guy of the Ghostbusters. It'd be interesting if he's the bad guy in Frozen Empire, but I doubt it. I think it's just more callback to the first Ghostbusters.
Well, there was more Ghostbusters. So I didn't even really know this when you told me like you want to watch this, I didn't even register as like it was a real movie because the movie I thought you were talking about was the female Ghostbusters movie. That's what I thought we were originally going to talk about that. And no. I was like, I thought that did real bad or something.
That was a not good film. The best part about that movie was Chris Hemsworth.
I mean, Chris Hemsworth is a treat to everybody.
He is amazing. Like he I think the Ghostbusters 2016 came out before Thor Ragnarok. So that was the first time I'd seen Chris Hemsworth be really funny. And so whenever he started being funny in Thor Ragnarok, and I'm like, yes, I like this.
I like this. Please continue.
I like this. Please continue being funny. But yeah.
Please continue.
The women were not really funny at all. It was pretty bad. And Bill Murray even did a cameo in that one.
In that one too, against his will, maybe, it was just a quick.
Paycheck. It was a cameo, so it was a really quick paycheck, easy paycheck for him.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll have a bigger piece of the pie in Frozen Empire or whatever maybe. For the second one. Because I do like Bill Murray. I didn't know that. I mean, I guess I kind of knew that there was like a falling out and stuff. I knew bits and pieces of it, but I didn't know that. There was like an actual issue, but I do like Bill Murray, so I hope he's in it more. When I started watching this, I was hoping he was actually going to like be in the movie, but I guess that would take away from all the other characters. What do you think of Paul Rudd? You thought he was cool? I thought Paul Rudd did a good job.
Oh, I pretty much always liked Paul Rudd. I mean, you know, Marvel's not great. I didn't go see Quantumania, but I enjoyed the first two Ant-Man films just fine, and I loved him in Wet Hot American Summer, the show and the film. God. So good. I really enjoyed those. I like Paul Rudd, and he seems to be like reverse aging better than Keanu Reeves. Because it's crazy, and the Wet Hot American TV show is like 20 years after the film. He looks younger in the TV show than he did in the movie, which is bizarre. And everyone else is just aged so poorly. Not everyone else, but a lot of everyone else is in that show is aged so poorly. And like the TV show is technically, I think, a prequel to the film because the film is the last day of camp.
Yeah. Well, all right. Never ending man. My favorite two characters were Paul Rudd's character, Greg, or no, what was his name? Gary. It was something. I don't know what his in movie name was, but Paul Rudd and Phoebe, those were my two favorite characters. Not because Phoebe had some bangers of jokes. I thought of the jokes she was telling were pretty funny.
Yeah, her jokes were pretty. Were
what pretty do you good. Call a fish with no eyes? Oh man, she had good jokes. I liked her jokes. They're really stupid and really bad, but I liked them.
Yeah, I did. I did too. I liked her energy. She was great in the film, and she was struggling like holding the proton pack up when she first put it on, which was pretty great. I actually watched a little bit of Tested with Adam Savage, and he went on set, and she came and was and she started talking to him, and apparently he was like, "You like to wear the heavy." So this is apparently they make, you know, a heavy version and a light version. So she like prefers to wear the heavy version, so it looks real, like it's weighing her down, like she's having a hard time. That's kind of cool. She opts for the heavy version. That was kind of cool. Good for her.
About that. I don't know if that's good or bad for her. Does it matter?
I don't know. I just think, you know, it just, you know, it. I think it's easier to act like something's heavy if something is actually heavy.
I guess that's true.
I guess more convincingly, especially, you know, it looked like I was scared she was going to fall over in the film. It looked like she was about to.
Well, I do hope that the car makes a bigger appearance because that car is iconic and I liked the car.
Oh, that car is
awesome. My favorite.
The side chair that pops out, that was such a great sequence when they drove the car through the town. And
it wasn't good. Dude, they endangered the whole village, or how, I don't know what you would call that. Town, village,
town,
whatever you call it. They decimated it. They destroyed the town.
It only takes one nuclear accelerator to do it, I guess. They're shooting everything. Oh man. That was fun. I hope the movie they fixed the car up at the end of the film, so hopefully we do see a lot more of it in the next film. I wonder if they'll do more damage to New York City than the new bad guy.
Maybe. I guess I could have looked, but did this movie do good? Like, how well did this movie? I guess good enough to make a second one.
I guess
I'd like them.
I guess it.
I'd like them to keep going. I mean, I don't love Ghostbusters or anything, but I had a fun time with watching it. It's not like there was no parts of this movie where I was. The only part of the movie where I felt it kind of started to drag was toward it was like the last sequence. I was like, okay, you know how this is gonna go, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean the last sequence did feel like it. Oddly enough, it did feel like it take longer than it should have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all in all, this was a really entertaining film. And I'm looking forward to seeing the next one. I hope they don't Last Jedi it.
Last Jedi. Well, what's the last? Which one's that? Is that the second first one?
The Rian Johnson one. Yeah. Rian Johnson.
Oh.
This is the Force Awakens of Ghostbusters, because like when you watch the first one, you'll be like, oh, okay. Like there's a lot of callbacks.
What happened to the 2016 one? Are we just pretending? Is the world just pretending that one didn't exist?
Yeah, that is not canon to
Wait, really?
Yeah, not canon.
It's not canon. Why'd they make it? What was the point? I guess it would have been canon if it did good.
It was. Maybe it would. I don't know. I don't think it would have been canon either way, because I think all the cameos of the original actors, I don't think they were previous Ghostbusters. I think they were just cameos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it was like an actual callback to the original thing. They were just same. They just brought back the original actors to cameos. So, I don't think it wasn't going to be canon either way. It was supposed to be its own reboot, its own universe, and like, you know. Like everything it didn't Disney's work out. Doing, like just the South Park thing is just like, yeah, put a chicken in it, make her lame. It just like sucks. Like the Star Wars, everything is just being terrible lately. They're just like gender swapping everything, and it's just like, well, that didn't work. Let's do it again. It'll work better the next time, I swear. And didn't work in 2016. It hasn't worked all of 2023 with all of Disney's failed projects.
Don't worry, 2024, it's their year.
I hope they
it's their year.
Learn their lesson and do something better.
Well, you'll be able to check that out for your next Marvel movie. I don't even know what's coming.
Oh, I do want to see Deadpool.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh,
that's the next Marvel movie, I think. It's the only Marvel movie I want to see because I like Ryan Reynolds. And Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman's going to be in it, so that'll be fun.
Well, he had a good send-off. He's part of the greatest superhero movie where it ended and it was over. So bringing him back kind of just feels like, you know.
Oh.
I don't know. That's just my take.
They always gotta dig him back up and pull him back out. Whatever.
Yeah. Do you think that's what he's gonna do? Is that you think that's how he's gonna come back?
He's just gonna dig him. Well, no.
Think Deadpool is gonna go to wherever the heck he's buried and dig him up?
That would be funny. That would be funny. I think that would be fantastic if they did that. I don't think so. They've got the TVA, so I think I think it's gonna be like just an alternate universe, not like that.
But I think it would be funny if he got dug up.
I think so too. I think it'd be really funny.
That'd be a Deadpool thing to do.
It would be. That's why I'm 100% approve of this idea. Whether it'll happen or not, I don't know.
Probably not. Yeah, give the movie to us. If that doesn't happen, I guarantee we can make a good movie. But yeah, that's the Ghostbusters. The Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It was good. Go see it. This is
Or go rent it, and then you can go see the new one.
Oh yeah, you have to rent it. There's no way other to see it, I don't think. It doesn't stream anywhere for free, so you have to rent it. So go rent the movie. Enjoy yourself. Have a nice cup of tea and drink it while you watch Ghostbusters. Enjoy.
Yeah, it was a nice 2 hours. I quit myself. I'm glad you did too. I was worried. I was worried that you weren't going to like it. I'm glad you did.
If I don't like something, I'll tell you. Like I'll tell you in code before we even. Like, as soon as I'm done watching,
that's true. That's true. I didn't get any text messages.
You didn't get anything.
So, yeah. I guess that's how I know from now on. If the code didn't come, Brian thought it was at least okay.
If I text you about what we're podcasting on immediately after we podcast it on, that's probably a bad sign.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, thank you all for listening. We hope to see you next time. We go for the Frozen Empire. Unlimited power.
Email David at centaholics@yahoo.com.
All right. Until next time, guys. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.